Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the HD show in Las Vegas, second day of the show, and I'm with Elisa Poncione, the managing editor of Hospitality Design Magazine. Elisa, how you doing?
Good. How are you? How are you enjoying the show this year?
You know, I haven't been in 5 years. I went to the show that's in New York in the fall. This is my first time back. This is a very big show.
It's huge. It can seem overwhelming, but it's amazing at the same time.
Let's talk a little bit about your background. You've had this role with the magazine for about 5 years, right?
Yes. Yeah, I moved to New York and got this job about 5 years ago, all at once.
And you're a classically trained journalist?
I am. I went to journalism school. I have a degree. And I've been working sort of in the trade media ever since, mainly in the hotel business.
Let me just ask you, because I'm a journalist too, who's your customer?
Our customer is designers, architects, owners, developers. We aren't a consumer-facing magazine, but there is something there for you as well. If you just love to look at pretty things and be inspired, we do that for you.
So what's going on in the hospitality market? And since our listeners are mostly flooring-related, let's talk mostly about the interiors.
Well, it's interesting because those trends kind of reflect each other. What goes on in flooring speaks to the larger interiors. I'm sure you've heard this throughout the show, residential-inspired. That's still very, very popular. And how that speaks to flooring, you see a lot of people using hard surface flooring in guest rooms now, focusing more on kind of area rugs, making it seem warmer and more inviting. And the other trend that I'm very excited about is maximalism. A good example of this would be Kelly Wurstler just did the Proper Hotel in San Francisco, and it's so many patterns, but they all work really well together. And the reason that's exciting is you've seen people go bold with patterns. You see ceramic tile that's just really, really cool, and you want to take a photo of it with your feet and post it on Instagram.
So what still plays big is this almost out-of-body experience. You go to a property, you stay there. I mean, yeah, you want to get some rest, but you also want to almost tickle the senses, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, again, another theme that you probably heard at this show is you want to feel at home, but you want to have an experience there. And that's part of the interiors. I mean, it should be the programming, but you want to go there and feel comfortable immediately at a place that's better than your home.
One of the things that people that know this business know well is that there's a lot of price points. Where do you think the business is headed? Is there more construction going on now in the middle price points or the luxury price points? What are you seeing?
I definitely am interested in seeing the select service market grow. We have a few panels about lifestyle and micro hotels here, and they all sort of fall under the same umbrella, this sort of mid-scale, affordable luxury. You've seen Ian Traeger attempt it with the Public in New York, which is this high-designed hotel but affordable for everyone. You see it at an Ace Hotel can kind of do both. You can afford to go there, but it feels luxurious. It feels different. So there is kind of this blurring of the lines of how do you define luxury and that everyone can kind of afford to experience things that are elevated.
What decade were you born in?
I was born in the 80s.
In the 80s. And I was born in the 60s. So I asked that question because how is that going to change what the consumer expects from a property?
I think you can kind of look to, I know that people talk about this too, but the consumer expects, their expectations are so different now. They have Airbnb that they can choose from over your hotel. So they expect you to give them an experience that they can be socializing with other people. They can be around other people all the time, that they're in a space that's bigger than their guest room. And that's sort of what I think they're looking for, and that's what design needs to speak to.
All right, so the millennials that are now the largest population, you think they're going to be happy in the same type of property that, say, a boomer, which is what I am?
Oh, for sure. I recently, my mom and my sister-in-law came to New York to visit, and we did a staycation at the Moxie Times Square. Now, that brand is millennial-focused, millennial-minded. It has this great public space that we hung out in all afternoon, and we stayed in a room with the bunk beds. I was very worried about my mom on the bunk beds, but she loved it. We had a great time, and we said we'd go back. And that spoke to every generation.
You know, if you walk this show, you see a lot of flooring companies here that are exhibiting. Almost from any other type, because, you know, let's just talk real quickly. There's umbrellas, there's mattresses, there's mirrors, there's artwork, wall coverings, all these different categories of products displayed here. And it just seems to me like flooring is a major exhibitor. Does that speak to how much flooring changes the experience for a consumer?
I think so. I mean, that's a really good point. And some companies that you think you only know them for one thing, if it's just Broadloom carpet, are now diversifying their product. They're going into hard surface. They're trying vinyl. Rugs seem to be like popping up again. And I think the reason that flooring can change the experience is because it's one part of a larger puzzle. You have to have good lighting. You have to have great wall covering. You have to do all of these things to give a luxurious experience. And when you want people to come to your hotel, you want them to sort of kick off their shoes and relax and enjoy everything. And flooring is part of that too. People are taking a lot of risks with it. And I think that's what's exciting.
Let me ask you a question that's really almost a micro flooring question. We're seeing, as you mentioned, the shift toward hard surface. And it's being driven by, you know, the property owners for a couple reasons. One is the maintenance profile, probably easier to clean, and also the life cycle. You know, carpet has to be changed out every 4 or 5 years, and potentially a hard surface product might be at least twice that. So the finances on all that work. What's this going to do to the consumer, though? And has any research been done around whether that changes the consumer's perception of the property?
I think now you see this in homes too, people really wanting hard surface in their homes, taking up their carpet, putting it down in guest rooms. And I think consumers look at that as the elevated design. And that's why they kind of seek that stuff out. In their minds, they know that means something different. Not like that people aren't using carpeting, but I think that hospitality is a reflection of what you're seeing residentially. And consumers expect that now.
All right, great. Elisa, it's good to catch up with you. Thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Elisa Poncione, the managing editor with Hospitality Design Magazine, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.